USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. How long will teachers and support staff strike in Los Angeles? We don't know when the two sides will talk again. In the meantime, more than 400,000 school kids are home because of the strike by the staffers and the teachers honoring the picket lines. SEIU local president Conrado Guerrera spoke to his rank and file this morning.
Many of us are parents of LAUSD students. We understand the sacrifice. Many of us live paycheck to paycheck. We know losing pay will be difficult, but LAUSD has pushed us to a strike.
Last-minute talks broke down yesterday. Pay is the major dispute. Support workers are looking for 30% raises. The district's offering 23%. A new climate plan from President Biden.
Today, we're releasing the first-ever United States Ocean Climate Action Plan to harness tremendous power of the ocean to help in our fight against the climate crisis.
Among the many other things, the plan designates two big pieces of land in Nevada and Texas as monuments, protecting them from development. Another feature would protect U.S. waters around the Pacific remote islands. Let's avoid economic catastrophe. That's what Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen would like, but it will take an act of Congress to do it, raising the federal debt ceiling. Otherwise,
take an economy that is performing very well, and it would threaten all of that.
Yellen also tells the American Bankers Association the collapse of two banks this month is not a sign that we're in for another 2008-style recession. She says the financial system is stronger now. A New Jersey congressman is asking the makers of electric vehicles to keep AM radios in them. Tesla, Ford, and some others do not put AM in the audio package because of interference from the big electric motors. Josh Gottheimer says the firms have the technology to figure that out. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Some cities in Texas have been considering new ordinances to ban certain books in public libraries, or at least mandate a parent's permission before children could check out those books. Now the idea has reached the state capitol.
We've had curriculum standards, we've had textbook standards, but we've never had library standards. We never thought we had to.
Texas State Representative Jared Peterson is sponsoring a bill that would restrict access to any book deemed sexually explicit. He says booksellers would be required to adhere to a rating system.
And if they're found to not rate them appropriately, they go on a banned list. They basically get the death penalty.
Some cities in Texas may take it a step further and empower private citizens to sue libraries or others over their decisions about what's on the bookshelves. A South Texas man is facing charges related to the killings of 2 Americans in Matamoros, Mexico this month. Prosecutors in Brownsville say the gun used in that deadly kidnapping was purchased by Roberto Lugardo Moreno, one of many he's accused of buying in the U.S. for a drug cartel in Mexico. Lugardo Moreno's under arrest and made his first court appearance yesterday. An auction house is posting pictures of items from the home of convicted murderer and former attorney Alex Murdoch ahead of an auction. The company's selling everything from the Murdoch estate now that he's serving life without parole for killing his wife and son. Liberty Auctions of Georgia put up the pictures on its Facebook page. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.